You know, we always interrupt the ending. What if I interrupt the opening?
Son of a bitch. Fucking cowbell. And welcome to the interrupted intro of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman, the Bold Gentleman. We have a hell of a show on tap for today. How are you guys? Break, how are you? Didn't get a chance to talk to you before the show.
Fantastic.
Oh, well, good, man. I like that enthusiasm.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Or maybe trepidation is the better term, but how about you, Eric? How you doing, man?
Better than I was earlier this week.
That's good, man. That's good to hear, man. Nice. Good Friday, everybody. Everybody celebrating a weird religious weirdness holiday. More power to you.
I've always wondered, how the hell did the Easter Bunny get associated with Easter?
It's pagan, man. It's purely pagan.
I mean, I'm saying, like, could you explain it to me or something?
I mean, on a different show. Somebody know this? You know what? If I would have been prepared, I would have did that for free-for-all today. But we got an even more happy topic to talk about today in our free-for-all, and we'll get to that at the end of the show.
I guess it's kind of like a groundhog thing, where, like, if you see the bunnies outside, that means there is vegetation for them to eat. So, new life.
You know, I used to have...
I mean, whoever thought, like, the bunny laying an egg, like... Well, who came up with that idea?
I think Cadbury did for...
Or maybe they saw a platypus or something, and they got confused.
Exactly.
Maybe a platypus was delivering chocolate eggs.
You know, I think everybody should
those aren't chocolate eggs. Gross.
Yeah. Everybody that celebrates Easter should be required to watch Watership Down. That's what they should do for Easter. It should be an Easter tradition, man. I think, anyways. I think that Watershed Down or Watership Down.
You know, what about that Peter Cottonhill movie?
No, or Beaster Day. Beaster Day. Everybody should be required to watch Beaster Day, too. I love that movie. It's such a bad movie, but it's so good.
I wonder if that's on Vudu for free still.
I think it is. Beaster Day, I think, is. And what better way to celebrate Easter than watching Beaster Day? So there you go. Okay, Freak Five is breaking it down for us. He said the goddess Ishtar has a fertility festival at this time of the year. Her symbols were bunnies and eggs. So there you go. I told you it was pagan, man. And, you know, so there you go. All right, let's get started with this.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, let's go.
Okay, from RPG site, we've got a date for Dragonstar Vanir, and it comes out June 11th, and then June 14th in Europe.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for this, and I'm actually really interested, and I'll tell you guys why. It's the first time I've ever seen an RPG, like a traditional RPG, but with three levels of height in the battle system. Breakman, have you ever seen anything like this? Like where you have like three sections of like, you know, you can go high, you can go low. It just adds another little, you know, little piece of strategy to the whole.
I'm more worried.
Like you mean like they go in for the ground and the air?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what's the third phase?
I have no idea, but go ahead, Eric.
I'm just worried that this game's going to end up bad like Dark Rose Valkyrie, which I still need to write a review for.
Yeah. Well, this looks good, man. I mean,
a lot of Idea Factory RPGs haven't been that great.
Yeah. I think this one might be the exception. I'm not 100% sure yet, but I like the way the battle system is going. They had, you know, I'm showing the battle system video in the chat right now. So if you're not in chat, you should be there every Friday, 7 Eastern.
I mean, it kind of makes sense. You're fighting dragons.
Yeah. But I mean, it's cool because it's like three levels. You can do ground level, you can do like a mid level, and you can go higher in the air and attack your opponents that way. So I do like that.
Like you're always in like Final Fantasy, you're always fighting them on the ground and stuff. Like it doesn't make any sense. Like Bahamut could just go up in the air and wipe out the party most part.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you'd have the magic guys to worry about, but that's about it.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, for real, like how could lightning get up there?
Just saying. Lightning sucks, man. Why you gotta ruin my day break, man? Jesus.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Man.
How could
she
Bond
jumped on top of Snow's head to do it? That's
all right. Next story break.
Got me taking a drink. Coming to us live from RPG Site. Dark Devotion releases on April 25th for PC. Consoles later. That's vague as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm gonna skip ahead because this is the website that repeats themselves with their first paragraph.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Along with the impending release date, a new lengthy gameplay overview trailer, was also provided, showcasing several boss fights, environments, and a general look at the general weighty combat style.
Yeah.
The trailer also touches on several build styles, weapon types, and the various paths available to the player at any given time. Okay.
You having trouble there, Break? You know, you got your drink handy?
I know. Well, mouth's kind of dry.
Yeah, I think you're smoking too much weed. Alcohol. Too much weed before the show, man. You got to do it after the show, Break, man.
No, that's you're confusing us.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's me. Although I didn't smoke before the show, I almost did too, man.
I wouldn't be opposed to Good Friday becoming a national holiday if it was like. If weed was finally became legalized, but we'd have one special day where everybody just got baked.
Well, that's 420. That's 420, man.
I was, I actually was thinking about we should have another holiday. Like, there's
420 this year would be tomorrow. So
yeah, exactly.
Well, this year today is Good Friday, right? Why don't we have like a bad Friday, like the Friday before Halloween?
Yeah, like horrible Friday.
I think it's just they had Black Monday. Oh, that was an incident. Never mind.
We should we should have a black. Well, no, we have Black Friday, but like down Friday or like Dark Friday or some ominous thing that the evangelicals.
I like the name Bad Friday.
Yeah, I like Bad Friday too.
Friday sounds like the name of a drink.
It's a horror movie version of Friday.
Yeah. No, I like it. I like that a lot, Break. We'll have to think about what we do on that specific day. But
let's get in contact with the people who made the last Friday movie and say, we need to revive this franchise, so why don't you do this?
Exactly. Dark Devotion looks good, y'all. I saw the trailer before I did the show, before we started the show, and in my opinion, it looks like a skill tree, dungeon crawling, side scrolling goodness.
The Souls game.
Yeah, it looks fine. Like a Salt and Sanctuary type deal. But more refined, it looks like, is what I'm thinking. Not quite as visually striking as something like Salt and Sanctuary, but I think it looks good. I think we should give this game a fair shake, so to speak. All right, let's move on to, speaking of death, let's go on to RPG Site, and Death End Request launches for Steam on May 16th. You get deluxe pack contents. You'll get character art collection, concept art collection, PC wallpaper designs. Does anybody give a shit about wallpaper designs?
Not really.
That's so weird. Mobile wallpapers, I guess, but you can get that shit on, whatever. And the soundtrack. That's cool that I hope it's the whole soundtrack. That would be cool, but there you go. So Death and End Request, Steam, May 16th. Eric, have you played this game?
Yeah, I got a review on it on Trill EGN.
Good, bad, indifferent?
It's a pretty decent game.
All right, so there you go. Something to look forward to on PC. All right, Eric, let's go on to the next story.
Next story is from RPG Site, where we got Felseal, Arbiter's Mark has a date. And I don't think we actually ever talked about this game. But 1C Entertainment has announced that indie strategy RPG Felseal, Arbiter's Mark, will move from early access. I'm trying to get rid of this ad, and it keeps going away from me for some stupid reason. But to early access to a full version 1.0 launch on April 30th. It'll be available on the Xbox One, PS4, and PC. Unfortunately, no Switch version at this time. Developed by a two-person team at Six Eye Studio. It was originally kickstarted in 2017. And that's all I have to really say on it.
For two people, I'm going to tell you guys right now, it looks really good. It's a strategy RPG, so this is something that Breakman might be interested in. But two people doing that game, it looks good for two people. I was about ready to shit all over it, and I found out it was two people, and it looks fine for, you know, just a couple of people.
Does it matter how many people worked on it?
it actually does, Eric, because when you know that it's only one person, you know.
How about you're just a whore?
No, I'm not saying. Look, when you have a team of people, you have different ideas and you have a certain direction you can go in. When you have one person, you have one vision and one vision only, and that's the way that it is. And it's an impressive feat for one or two people to make an entire game from start to finish. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying for two people, this looks mm-hmm. good. If this is a team of people, I might have some issues with it. But I don't know. I'm not a strategy guy game anyways. But I, you know, I admire the tenacity of two people in any capacity, one or two people or a small team of people, you know, creating a video game for all of us to play. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, more power to them. It looks okay. What can I say? All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
Nope, that's all that's really all there. Right. I mean, there's a trailer, but I can't show the trailer to people unless they're watching the stream.
Yeah, there is a trailer. If you want to check it out, and call me an asshole if you want to. Just at.
I'll be in the show notes so people can look at it later.
There you go. All right, break next story. This is exciting. Breakman, are you there? Did we lose Breakman? Hold on, let me see if we lost.
Did Breakman lose Breakman? Did he get too drunk?
I think he had to. Maybe go pee.
Bathroom?
Yeah, maybe potty or something. I don't know. Let's see.
We'll just skip this one. We can save it for...
I kind of wanted to save it for break, but... Let's skip it, and I'll do this one. Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Fate of Atlantis DC is coming out. The date is April 23rd. So episode 1 will be available next week. Episodes 2 and 3 will be available later in the year. Content follows the first season past story arc, Legacy of the First Blade. Freak Pie says I'm an asshole. Son of a bitch. You're a good exile.
Why is story DLC getting split up into chapters?
Monetization.
Shouldn't it just be the story DLC?
Ubisoft being Ubisoft, man. That's all it is. Breakman, you back? We didn't lose him. He's still on there. All right, Eric. Next story.
Next story is, let's see, River City Girls. So WayForward and Arc System Works are working together to make a new Kunio Kun game, but it's called River City Girls because people only know what River City is. They don't care about what the Japanese title was or the Japanese name. So,
like River City Ransom, is that what we're talking about, or what? Okay, all
right. I love those games. Back on
the
NES, the River City Ransom, and they had the soccer
I'm gonna assume that this game's about the girlfriends of Kunio and Riki. Yeah.
Did they have a naked shower scene too?
Sweet. If they do, I mean.
Well, I mean, there'd be like a pixel. It'd be funny. It wouldn't be like sexy. Like they're not attractive body characters. You know what I mean?
Hey, man,
I don't think they do that.
They have square asses, literally.
Yeah. Hey, break. We skipped Marvel.
We'll probably go in the shower, come out, have a towel on, and that's all we'll see.
Yeah. We skipped the Marvel Ultimate Alliance story, so you could do it.
Yay me. Mm-hmm. I was about to post that one. Let me see here. Kevin to us live from RPG site. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order, launches on July 19th for Nintendo Switch. Yeah. And oh my god, the box art's fucking sweet.
It is. It's fantastic, man. I'm putting it on the screen right now. It looks really, really good. They did a really good job with that.
Anyway, so Redmond, Washington, on July 19th, the Marvel Ultimate Alliance series returns for the first time in 10 years. And I hope they – I mean, it's been 10 years, so I hope it doesn't have any of the problems that the last one did. And, like,
it really needs to have Spider-Ham in it.
Yes. Yes. Why not?
I couldn't. Anyway.
I see Miles Morales, and I see Peter Parker, but no Spider-Ham in the box.
Maybe it'll be a DLC character or something, man. We'll get Spider-Man.
I'm guaranteeing like there's going to be like Spider-Gwen and other characters that you... Oh, actually, Spider-Gwen's on the box. Never mind. I just see
her DLC, I think.
She's on the box.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah. Upper right hand corner.
I wonder if Spider-Gwen's in this. Oh, wait, there she is on the box, dumbass.
Exactly. Maybe it'll be like the old school, hidden characters, not DLC. Yeah, right. That's wishful thinking. Anyways, continue on, Break.
Let me see. This game's going to include Marvel superheroes from Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy, and the X-Men, among others.
Yes.
While iconic characters like Iron Man, Wolverine, Spider-Man, Hulk, and Captain America are back, newly announced heroes like Black Panther, Deadpool. I thought both of those were in the last one. Spider-Gwen and Doctor Strange, who weren't. They definitely weren't. But I know for a fact Deadpool was.
Star-Lord's in this, too, and he's got blonde hair.
Yeah. Star-Lord's supposed to have blonde hair. That's the way he is. I mean, at least I remember him in the comics. There's Deadpool.
I think I saw a comic of him with brown hair.
Squirrel Girl. Squirrel Girl sucks my ass in Marvel Puzzle Quest, man. Fuck Squirrel
Girl. Yeah, she's
Girl.
Probably in there. They've been, like, a big push on her lately.
Jesus Christ.
Squirrel Girl. Because they're lacking some female heroes, and it's just like, okay, well, I guess we have to push her because we don't have that many.
Squirrel Girl beat Thanos. Yeah.
Why isn't Jean Grey here?
I'm sure she'll be in there somewhere, man. They can't put every single character on the box, man.
I know, but like... Yeah, if they tried to put every single robot from Super Robot Wars on the box, it wouldn't fit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. There'll be plenty. They're leaving surprises, man. I mean, there's not even half the X-Men.
Unless they're on the back of the box. No.
I want the X-Men in the MCU, man. That's what I want. I'm hoping that there's like an end credits kind of nod to X-Men or something X-Men related in Endgame, man. How exciting is that going to be? Avengers versus X-Men, man. I think that'd be
probably be the best thing about Dark Phoenix. It completely destroys itself so that we can get a reboot.
Yeah, I would be totally down for that. Although I would like to see one movie with Deadpool and Wolverine with Ryan Reynolds and Jackman one last time. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. That's really hoping for that. All right, let's move on to the next story. Comes to us from Silicon Era. Muse Dash is a cute rhythm runner game with colorful art coming to Switch and PC this June. There you go. That's the whole shebang. And then there's a little trailer. It looks cool. It's a rhythm-based kind of runner, I guess. I don't even know what you would consider this game. But it looks
cool. If you've ever played a runner or Cannonball or...
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Or Temple Run is another one.
It looks cute. It looks fun. It's just one of those beat based games, which there's not nearly enough beat based games. It's got a niche market out there for beat based games. What was that? World Ends With You was kind of that way, you know, like kind of a beat rhythm based attack system, and that's kind of how this game is looking to play out, but with the ever runner element type thing. It looks fine. It looks cute. It's one of those games that if it's super cheap on the PlayStation Network at some point, I might pick it up, or Nintendo, something like that. So, all right, Eric, next story.
Next story is Final Fantasy VII at Symphonic Reunion announced its first ever official concert dedicated to Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
A symphonic orchestra, choir, over 100 musicians on stage with a giant HD video projection featuring a video program made specially for this event, and Grammy Award winning artist Arnie Roth, because of course, like, that they've been working with him for years, so why quit now?
Right.
But anyways, he's done like the Dear Friends and all that other stuff, but that'd be interesting to see complete orchestration of the entire Final Fantasy VII soundtrack, or at least the majority of the most memorable tracks.
Yeah. No, it sounds good. Sounds good.
This says it'll take place on June 9th at 6 p.m. PTD at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles, California. Pre-sale tickets will be available here starting April 20th, so tomorrow, from 12 p.m. PDT, and prices for the tickets start at $77.77. Of course, they did that.
Yeah, they're making fun of me in chat.
Concerts are expensive. The Zelda Symphony that I wanted to go to but couldn't because I couldn't never get enough money to pay for tickets were like started at $40.
Just think about
it. Yeah, that's $37 more though. That's a big jump.
Yeah, but think about this though, guys.
I think it was Square being assholes because it's Final Fantasy VII.
No, just
let's make it all sevens.
No, think about this, guys. Okay, when you go to see a rock concert, for instance, there's like four or five dudes out there at once, right? I mean, this is a 100-piece symphony orchestra. There's 100 musicians out there playing their hearts out for you. I think it is a high price, and I'd be one that wouldn't be able to afford it. But I actually think it's kind of fair. I don't know. I'm just saying those people pour their hearts
it's
out.
It's probably more the fact that it's in LA. That's why.
Well, that
yeah,
too.
I think it's because it's in LA. Because I'm going to a symphony later this year, and it's not costing me $77 as a starting.
They have a symphony in your porn theater break?
Yeah, we have the Cincinnati Pops here.
So there's a porn theater with a symphony there? That's fucking fantastic. I did that.
We don't have any porn theaters around here. We're too uptight for that kind of crap.
All right. Next and last story, Breakman.
Oh, I'm disheartened now. Broken my spirit. coming to us live from Silicon Era. Ease 8, Lacrimosa of Dana, announced for iOS and Android worldwide.
I knew it. I was just about ready to say, waiting for Eric's correction.
I don't care. They shouldn't have spelled it that way. I know people named Dana, and that's how they spelled her name, so... Too bad for them. I'm going to call it Dana.
Dana, Donata. I mean, potato, yeah. Potato, whatever. Go ahead.
That's the character's name in the game. That's how they pronounce it. So. Yeah,
go ahead.
If it's in text, then I'm sticking with Dana.
Damn it. I'm going to say it wrong if I want to. Go ahead. Break.
Yeah, if it's in text, I can do whatever I want. Let me see. Game first released on the Vita and PlayStation in Japan on July 2016. Followed with PlayStation 4 release in May 2017, a worldwide PC release in April 2018, and the latest with the Switch version, which released worldwide in 2018. It sounds like you just put all that in as filler for the story.
Yeah.
It's getting paid by the word. Well, whatever.
I really don't know how good this would perform on a mobile device, because most mobile devices don't even have the spec of the Switch.
Yeah.
And the Switch can barely play this game decently. I mean, the Vita... attempted to, but you could play it on the Vita.
Not enough horsepower.
Looks
like Apex Pro Community is in chat. I think Apex Pro Community is in chat because I always put us under the Apex Legends game. Hopefully you're enjoying the show, Apex Pro. Apricot Drew Fruit's in there, Freak Five's in there, Bernie's in there, and Tate is in there.
Is there a reason you put us under Apex Legends?
Because it's the most popular one. By far right now, so you have to pick.
You kind of feel like it's a bait and switch though, like you're like, hey, there's Apex Legends, and then they come here and bust.
Yes, I actually you're right.
Actually, I'm more wondering why they aren't playing it instead.
No, here's the thing, because this is a better thing to listen to this show than play Apex Legends. That's what I'm saying. Frank is clickbait, Freak 5 says. You're goddamn right. When you have like 8 or 9 subscribers, you got to do what you can do, Freak 5. Seriously. This looks, what was I going to tell y'all? You guys maybe lose my train of thought.
Well, from the company that's responsible for doing this port is a Chinese company, so that's one way of getting the game out there, I guess.
Yeah, cheap and easy, man. Bernie says Frank is sexy. Thank you very much.
I'm saying that because China has a console ban mostly. I think the only console that they allow is a Switch so far.
I was going to say, I thought they eased that ban.
Yeah,
they did. They're starting to.
Okay.
Bernie gets a +5 to intelligence for that comment. She says, you have 9 as of today on YouTube. Yeah, 9 subscribers on YouTube. That's just great. You shouldn't lie to me. Look, they don't give me a chance to put in fucking Dragon Quest VIII, Freak 5. Jesus Christ, man. I'm not lying to customers.
But then they'd be coming here looking for Dragon Quest VIII, and then... And the only time it's mentioned is a joke. I just
How dare you? How dare you
I'm
all?
I'm just saying.
Only one it affects is Twitch, and there's like a small choice of games that you have to pick. And I, you know, if you're gonna go, if you're gonna pick something, go big or go home, man. That's what I'm saying. Son of a bitches, you're supposed to be my friend.
I could have added the story about the additional games that are coming on the Sega Genesis Mini or the full roster of games for the Castlevania collection, but I decided against that.
Yeah. All right, we're going to skip the homie discounts this week because we have a new... I mean, it's not really a new segment. I'm renaming our Twitter comment section to Dear Breakman. So, Breakman, Breakman, without further ado, let us know what we have in Dear Breakman.
I feel like I should have, like, a harp playing or something, you know? Just kind of...
I'm coming up with sound bites too eventually, so don't worry, you'll get it. You'll get your sound bite. I don't want to play the old, you know, Twitter sound bite, but we're gonna have all new sound bites eventually. I just got to work things out and, you know, find the right, you know, stuff. So yes, you will have a sound bite soon, Breakman. I promise. So Dear Breakman, what do we have?
Coming to us live from at Freak5Chaos. He said he's LOLing at me because I was jealous of his free microwave popcorn last night.
Mm-hmm.
Should I tell him I got a free pizza tonight? And he sent me a picture of it. We talked about it.
Yeah,
I was jealous. Yes. Except it has olives on it, and I hate olives, so I don't know. I guess I win.
Yay.
I'm just kidding. Just pick them off. Like, hey, that bothers me. If you're like, I don't want it because it's got that on it. Well, you know, you can pick it off.
Yes. You know, that I hate that argument. Just pick it off. Like, that's a bullshit fucking argument. No, motherfuckers. I want my pizza cooked the right fucking way with the right goddamn ingredients.
It's still going to have the taste of whatever was on there.
Yeah, fuck that.
I mean, man. I guess that's a good point. Like, it does, if you get, like, pickles on a sandwich, like, it does get into the bun and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, no, man. I mean, you have it your way or no way, man. Fuck that shit. All right, what do we got?
Whatever. Anyway, also coming to us from... Oh, actually, I'm sorry, not from Freak 5 Cast. He did because that was one of his poop today things.
Mm-hmm.
From at Bernie Nicole.
Yes, that's Bernie.
7897. I know. Well, Bernie. Just got done listening to Twitter comments. Man, I gotta ask Maggie for some more. Uh oh.
Yeah, I know. And this is something else. We gotta keep it kind of PG with some of these, but continue on, man.
I don't see why. Anyway, coming to us live from Freak. I went to see Sham Day, and it was great. Unrelated to the movie, I pooped today. You son of a bitch. Dear Break Man. Which is proper to tuck your dick and ball sack in when you take a shit or put it on a toilet seat?
Oh, now, see, this is a dilemma for me, guys. I mean, if you have kids listening, especially over in Phoenix, you need to cover their ears. But basically, the dilemma for me is, like, you know, I mean, I'm kind of well endowed. So if I put it, like, in the toilet, then you're kind of, like, you know, going to get wet down there. I don't know. You know what I'm saying, guys? Like, I don't know. But
well, see, if you're getting wet, then you're doing it wrong. See, the correct way of using the toilet is to hover over it.
No.
Those things have germs and stuff. You don't want to put your butt on a toilet. Ew. I mean, gross. You kind of hover over it. That's what you do.
Yeah. Lurk TTV is asking for a follow in chat. Yes, Lurk. I will follow. I'm doing a show right now. But yes, I'll follow you.
I mean, is there anything worse than if you have to sit down and flush and suddenly you feel water on your balls?
Yes!
Is there anything worse?
No. No, I agree with you.
You feel tainted at that point. You feel dirty. Like, you feel like you need a shower. And what if you just took a shower? Like,
yeah, listen, I mean, your hovering alternative is better because, like, I mean, think of the women out there, right? They don't want some dude, like, plopping their balls and junk all over the seat. I mean, you know what I mean?
Oh, I mean, God,
I mean,
imagine, like, going to a public toilet. You have to share that with other guys. they probably... I mean, who hasn't seen, like, a stray pubic hair on a public toilet?
Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up.
I mean, don't you just kind of, like, or, like, shit stains in the toilet? Do you just at that point? Like, I hold it at that point. Or,
yeah. No,
or you go look for another bathroom somewhere.
Yeah, just do the whole hover thing, man. I think a lot of women are into the hovering thing, too. I could be wrong, but, you know, whatever. All right. What else we got, Dear Breakman?
Also... coming from Bernie. If you had a choice to date the most beautiful airhead or a plain intelligent girl, which would you pick?
Ooh.
And This comes from her mom.
Oh, wait a minute. We didn't get Eric's... plop your balls on the seat or just let it hang, Eric.
I think I just put it on the seat.
But okay. Wouldn't you, like, spray the floor in front of you?
No, but, like, if you have to poop. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
All right. Oh, God, Bernie. Bernie's going to get an exile, man. I swear she's aiming for it today. All right, what do we got next, dear Bernie?
If you had a choice to date the most beautiful airhead or a plain, intelligent girl, which would you pick?
Oh, this is super easy, man. This is not even – I'll let you guys go. Eric, what do you say?
What was the question again? I was reading something.
Go ahead, break. Tell him the question.
He just doesn't want to be part of this at all.
No.
If you had a choice to date the most beautiful airhead or a plain, intelligent girl, which would you pick?
Play an intelligent girl. Screw airheads.
No, man. You go for the airhead every fucking time,
I'm
man.
I'm a Frank on that one.
You don't even think about that.
Yeah, not even a heartbeat of a second thought. No, like, you don't want the girl to be smarter than you.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
In a relationship, I'm sorry, it's sexist as fuck. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant, we went to smart girls. Yes, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
these microphones are on, right?
We're gonna get killed, Blake, man. You're gonna get so much hate.
For me, it's more like if I can't stand to be around you, I don't even want to get near you.
Well, I mean, dude, you got to do it right. I mean, you keep him around for one purpose only. You know what I'm saying? Like seriously, like, you just, you know.
That's scummy.
And besides, you're asking the wrong questions. You need to ask if they cook.
See? There you go. There you go, Brake Man.
Harpy Grinder Sexist Edition.
Oh, man. Freak 5
says...
Well, we're
in so much trouble. I don't know.
We're in so much trouble.
Keep going.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Bernie's exiled again. Bernie's beaten Freak 5 for the exile button today, man. I draped my dick and balls over my leg. Yeah, in your dreams, Freak 5, that's what you do. All right,
see,
what...
The reason you don't want to date a girl who's smarter than you is because eventually she'll wise up.
Yep, she'll wise she'll, up and leave your fucking ass.
She'll realize she can do better, is the point.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you got to think, you have a beautiful one, and, you know, they'll probably fuck around on you. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, all the way around.
I mean, that's – the ones that fuck around on you are the ones because you're out – because you're rich and you've got your own woman on the side and stuff like that. But,
good,
you know,
point.
If you're faithful and you find the right airhead, I mean, they're faithful too.
I could talk to you at length about that, Brake Man. Let's move on. Next question, man. Let's move right along.
Okay. Okay, right, come from his Bernie. I'm sorry, hold on. I need to take a drink or something.
Breakman can't even talk, man. He knows exactly what I'm talking about, man. All right, Breakman, come on, man. Pull it together.
Okay, composing.
Compose yourself.
Bernie.
Yes.
Okay, Branches, your nieces and nephews want to join in on fun. Would you ever rather eat a rotten egg or drink spoiled milk?
And which,
this is from Ebony.
This is from who?
Ebony.
Ebony is asking us, spoiled milk or rotten egg? This is actually pretty easy. Your stomach can digest rotten milk a lot better than it can digest a rotten egg. Plus, I mean, either one is not appealing at all, but for me, I'll take the milk. It'd be easier.
I've done the milk, and I don't want to ever do the egg.
Oh, God, yeah. No.
I would actually disagree with you guys. I would go with probably the egg first because I think it would make me throw up first.
And give you a bad case of salmonella. And...
No, I'm not going to be able to swallow either one of these. Both of these are going to make me throw up.
No.
I'm just saying the one that's going to make me throw up thirst.
No, you don't get it, dude. You got to plug your nose and just take it. Take it like a man. No throwing up.
I can digest that, though. It just wouldn't happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, no way. I'm taking the milk, man. All the way. Like, less chance of getting super sick. Like, your stomach can handle, you know, the enzymes in spoiled milk a lot better than it can the eggs. So, yeah. And, by the way, we're at the PG version of the show because there's a lot of little kids listening right now. So, I'm going to try to keep it PG as much as I can.
Oh, gosh darn it. I mean,
golly darn it. Yeah, you got to keep it PG.
fudge.
Yeah, exactly. All right. What do, Eric picks the milk. I pick the milk, and Breakman, of course, always going against the grain, picks the egg.
I just think it'd be more fun if there's a second opinion. also from Bernie, she says, I don't know how you guys can even pick, especially the ones at Freak5KSNs.
I usually abstain from those.
Yeah, I usually do too. I give it the old El Paso treatment, you know.
And that's why he stopped sending them, because you guys don't want to play, whereas I try and take them as seriously
I've answered every single one of them in a very constructive manner. So how dare you, Breakman? What do we got next?
I just looked at chat. Sorry. I shouldn't have done that. Next, coming from Bernie. Would you rather live in the ocean for 100 years or under a rock for 100 years? So what do you mean by live in the ocean? Like under the sea?
Yes.
Under the sea? Like I'm a freaking mermaid living with that crab and shit?
Yes, but now hold on a second. Who sent this one?
Gavin.
Okay, Gavin sent this one. Gavin, this is an easy one, all right? We're talking SpongeBob life here, right? Because, you know, Patrick lives under a rock.
Okay, so you breathe underwater.
Yes. Or I was thinking, I mean, mine would be the sea by far because you're living under a rock. It's kind of boring. There's nothing there.
Well, I want to know more of the rules. Like, what's living under a rock? Like, I think of, like, Bugs Bunny lived underground. Like, he had television and rocking chairs and stuff. And if you've seen, like, these prepper shows, like, I've seen some very nice, like, underground shelters.
We need more clarification on this one, I think. But I was picturing, like, living under the sea, like, in Bioshock. Like, you know, like, having, like, tubes connecting.
Yeah, like, is it like that, or is it, like, Aquaman, or is this Little Mermaid? Like, you breathe under the sea, and you have to sing and dance and stuff like that. And
I know you guys want me to sing. I'll bust out with my fucking Little Mermaid shit. I mean, I will. Don't tempt me. I'll do it.
I wasn't trying to.
All right, so we're going to need more clarification on that, but tentatively I say the sea. Tentatively, what do you guys say? Oh, just digging a hole under the rock. That's what Bernie said. Just digging a hole.
So wait, I have my choices. I can go live in the sea and swim with the fishes and sing and dance.
Yep.
And we have our musical numbers and everything's cool and everybody's partying all the time. Or I can live in a hole under a rock.
Yep.
That doesn't sound like much choice.
Yeah, that's easy.
I mean, you're safe under the rock, but it's boring as shit under there.
Yeah, I know. Like, what, are you sleep all day? How do you even know what time of night it is? Like, is it day or night?
I know. I know. The easy one for me, the sea takes it.
I know. Like, could you at least get fucking Netflix under the rock or some shit?
I want to talk to Aquaman on a daily basis.
Like snorkels, Bernie says. All right, what do we got next?
I meant freaking under the freaking Netflix is what I meant. Freaking.
How dare you use foul language in front of the little ones, Breakman? I mean, I'm the only one that hasn't said a bad word all show, like literally. So, I mean, I'm ashamed of you guys, like literally ashamed of you guys. All right, what do you got?
I can tell you a story, but anyway, from Bernie, would you rather be a toy figure or a stuffed animal? I think we're probably all going to go with we would love to be action figures.
Okay, who sent this one?
This is from Lorelai.
Okay, Lorelai sent this one.
Because if you become a stuffed animal, sure, you get cuddles, but then you might get chewed by a dog. So.
Oh, look, we got a little clarification from Bernie.
That might happen with a toy, but it's probably less likely to happen.
I mean, in a toy, you're probably more detailed. You're cooler looking, you know.
Yeah.
You got some things you can hold in your hands.
Can I be Skeletor? If I can be Skeletor, it's action figure all the way.
Oh, and that's another good point. Like, you could be like He-Man where you're like huge and buff or something.
I'll take Skeletor.
You'd be like really sexy toy, like Barbie or something, you know?
Yeah, you would be Barbie, wouldn't you, Breakman? You would totally fucking be Barbie. Bernie clarified for us. She said, think 6-year-old. Yes, he said you have Netflix with a TV, computer, and Xbox One. So you even get a gaming in there. Can't do gaming underwater.
So it's performing musicals under the water with the Little Mermaid or living by myself under a rock, but I have Netflix.
Mm-hmm. And your Xbox.
Yeah.
I'd eventually run out of stuff to watch, at least with the sea, it's almost endless.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
No, it's 100 years. It is a long time.
Yeah. All right, so the next question, Eric, what are you doing? Are you Being a stuffed animal, or are you being an action figure? And Bernie qualifies this. She said stuffed animals get cuddles, action figures get tossed. So you got to take that into consideration too. That's actually kind of
true. You were saying like action figures would be okay, but I was just thinking like I know people that use like melt their action figures and stuff. Like my action figures aren't safe. And just remember how easily some of them broke. Like almost every G.I. Joe fucking broke in half at one point.
With my luck, I would end up like one of the
if I was like in the stuffed plushie of like a Draco slime, I'd pick the stuffed animal, so I'll go with the stuffed animal.
Yeah.
I'm still sticking with action figure.
I am too, man, because like I get a chance to be fucking Megatron. Hell yeah, I'm doing that. And I said Firkin. I didn't say
I want to be He-Man.
So Laurel said that you could be Skeletor.
Oh, heck yes, I'm Skeletor. I'm down.
I mean, if I looked like He-Man, like I'd walk around in my underwear all day too, even if it was freaking cold outside. But like, look at me.
With your luck, Breakman.
Maybe He-Man doesn't even get cold.
See, Breakman.
That's what I'm saying. Like he's just so badass. Like
the cold Breakman would end up being either Merman or what's his name, Man at Arms. That's what Breakman would end up being. I think if we were doing He-Man, and Eric would end up being like Orko or something. You know, I would end up a Skeletor, but, you know, just saying.
I could see him as Orko. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not going to read Freak 5's comment because there are kids listening. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else we got?
So back to the one with the Under the Rock RMC. You know what? I think I'm going to go with Under the Sea because I think living under a rock for 100 years would get lonely.
Yeah. Well,
even though you have like your Xbox and Netflix and stuff like that, I think it'd get lonely.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
if you're out in the sea, you could raid all the sunken ships and then.
Ooh,
you
know, like, good point. Good.
I wouldn't look forward to Musical Tuesdays, but for the rest of it, probably be okay.
But I mean, like, and also you got to think of the sharks and stuff that you'd run out there with too.
Yeah, and that's true too. There's also danger. You'd be safe under a rock.
Yeah,
but it'd be lonely.
But like, all you have to do is find Aquaman, and he'll protect you from the sharks.
I guess, man. All right, what else we got?
Buddy up with Aquaman, like, hey.
Or Nemo, depending on who's around.
Nemo. Well, if I could hang out with the turtles, I'd be cool, man. You know, whoa, man. You know, those would be smoking some stuff. You know what I'm saying?
They're ninjas. I'm pretty sure they don't do anything like that. I know in the comics, like, they drink beer, but...
No, I'm not talking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm talking, like, the turtles in Nemo.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
I guess my brain hears turtles and I think of ninjas. Sorry.
All right, what else we got, Bryce?
Coming to us from Bernie again. This is representing Bubba. Would you rather walk on burning coals or a pathway of Legos? Ouch, ouch, holy crap.
This is so easy.
No, I think coals would be way too painful, so I'll just go with Legos.
Nope.
There's a trick to coals, though.
You guys are wrong.
If you get your feet sweaty enough, I've heard, like, coals really don't hurt.
Nope. No. You guys got it all wrong. You guys obviously haven't seen Penn and Teller's BS, but they did a whole thing on this walking over coals thing. You do it fast enough, you're not going to get burned. I'll take the coals any day of the week. You know,
I'm taking the coals too. Like walking on Legos. Oh my that's painful.
Yeah, no, the Legos suck, man. No way. I can't stand Legos for that reason, man. No way.
I love Legos. It's when I was in Mahjong and just, yeah. Stepping on barefoot Legos.
Hard plastic versus hot coals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll take the hot coals. Any day. I would be Han Solo action figure.
Wait, is that why, like, the kid, that's why Kevin uses them and is, along with the Micro Machines, that's why he uses them, because he knows they're sharp.
Yep, you're damn right he used that on purpose. Freak 5 says, I would be Han Solo's action figure and Mrs. Freak would be Slave Leia. See, when I think of that, Freak 5, I think of you as, like, maybe Jabba, if that, like, that. And then, you know, Miss Freak, obviously, Slave Leia is fine, but you'd be more Java Freak 5 than Han Solo. But, all right, what do we got next, Break?
Did I answer that one?
Yeah, okay. I was also thinking, like, you could try and run really fast over burning coals, right? But, yeah. Like, as soon as you step on a Lego, you fall on your knees.
Oh, man, it's immediate pain, man. Another TV viewers in chat. Bloodluster is in chat. Welcome to chat. Let's see. Commander Root is joining there. Joby Essen, thank you for joining. And S1 Faka, or S1 Faka, or whatever. And Tate is in there, I think I mentioned.
Yeah, Faka, you too, Frank.
Yeah, exactly. Wonder Woman, Bernie would be. For her.
Faka you, Faka me. Sorry, I'm making fun of somebody's name. I'm probably, like, pissing somebody off now.
Or... Gonna burn in hell, man. That's what's gonna go on.
That's the way it is. Okay, we're not done yet, folks. We have some more questions.
Yes.
This one is from Mom 2.
Oh, I like it.
From Bernie, representing Mom 2. Would you rather be burned at the stake or thrown in a lion pit?
This is so easy for me, you guys. Eric, what would you rather?
I'd probably take my chances with the lion, because at least you might have a chance of surviving. If you're at the stake, you're going to die.
I would jump on a lion so fucking fast, man. The lion choice is the only way to go, man. How cool would that be? Even if
I think this might be one of those rare times where we all agree.
Yeah. I think this is an easy one, because, like, let's say you're, like, in a pit of lions, right? And like, you know you're going to die, so you're going to do some crazy stuff. I'd be trying to jump on the back of one and trying to tame that moment. You know,
you know what I'm saying? You definitely know you're going to die either way. But, like, I've heard, like being burned, like, we know is the most painful.
Oh, yeah.
It's related to another question, which is
those painful ways to die.
Burning alive or getting frozen to death was another question. So I take the freezing because
– Yeah, cause, me too.
Because agonizingly slow, painful death
Can we wait until I do that one?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, break.
Yeah, well, that's not even, like, the next question. Like, I'm not to that point yet.
Yeah. Freak Pie says, which Wonder Woman, Linda Carter or Gal Gadot? Definitely Gal Gadot, man. Come on. Are you kidding me? She's, like, world-class beautiful, man. It's not even close. I mean, Linda Carter was cool for back in the day, but Gal Gadot all the way, man. All right, what else you got, Break?
Also from Bernie, representing Mom too, and I was gonna say, being burned at the stake, like, you have the oxygen in your body, in your butt, your blood boiling and stuff like that.
Yeah, it would not be good. Yeah,
It'd probably be a slower death, but
yeah, ugh. Yeah, no way.
Either one sounds horrible. So back to Mom's two's next question: would you get off work late? It's a horrible freezing blizzard, and it's midnight. Would you rather take the safe long road home or the shortcut down a dark, unlit alley?
The long way home.
It's freezing. I'm going down a dark, unlit alley. I'm going for fucking dark and cold.
I totally agree with you, Brake, man. I agree with you 100%. And I'll tell you, this is from experience, all right? I've taken the long route, you know, the quote-unquote safe route. You take the shortest route possible to get back to your house. That's not even a question, man. It's so easy. Mm-hmm. That's not even, like, you take that dark alley like a man, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's dark, but you could still go slow, but it's still faster, so.
I wouldn't be going slow. I was freezing. I'd be running. Like,
yeah, you'd be going right on in.
You want your blood going and stuff like that.
Yep.
But, I mean, if you're down the dark alley, it's not like you're going to meet somebody who's just going to stab you for no reason. Like,
what if
at least try and rob you first.
What if the caveat was you knew there was someone or something in that alley?
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. What if that's the
caveat? How much of a shortcut would it be? Say if it's like
half the time. Like, you would literally save half the time by going through that alley.
A freezing blizzard.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Half to three quarters of the time you would save by going through that alley. But you know,
I take a shortcut.
You know, there's something or someone in that alley, and it's not good.
Leatherface is there? Hell no.
Yeah. What if there was a, like, you heard on the radio as you're walking, or, yeah, like, you got, like, a, you know, internet radio in your ear or whatever, and you heard, that, it, you know, like, a bulletin, like an insane asylum patient escaped, and you know there's something in that alley. You can't quite, you know, tell what it is, if it's a person or dog or whatever, but you know someone's loose in the area. You go down that alley still, Break?
They're loose in the area?
Yes, in that exact area.
I'm going to guess take the long. Oh my god, I don't know. Freezing.
It's tough.
I hate being cold. That's tough.
I'm used to being cold, though, so that's why I took the longer route.
Bernie says, what if Leatherface was there? I'm taking the long route if Leatherface
was
there.
Yeah, I'm taking the long way, too.
No way, man. I'm not dealing with Chainsaw in those conditions. No way. What about Jason or Freddy Krueger or any of them? No, same thing.
I think I could run away from like a psychopath or something like that. I still take the shortcut.
Okay. I mean, that's fair enough.
I'd probably make a phone call first, though. If you don't hear from me in like 20 minutes, call the popo.
Exactly. You know what I'm going to do for Halloween? I'm going to have us do like a movie monster, like what do you call it? Like a bracket, like a March Madness type thing, but with serial killers or, you know, like different various like movie monster type deals. That I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna get that together. We're gonna do that for Halloween. All right, what else we got, Brake?
Okay, here's the question Eric was answering before. Again from Bernie, representing Lorelei. Would you rather freeze to death or burn to death?
Super easy again. Yeah, pretty easy one again. Freeze to death. It's not even a question. Like
at least if you freeze to death, you'll be frozen to unconscious and then it's over.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's still going to be painful because, you know, as you get frostbite and stuff, it's pretty painful, but it's nowhere near burning.
I'd take the burning because I want to die. Like, I don't want to be miserable while I'm dying, too. Like, I hate being cold. I'm like, I don't hate being hot, so...
I think you're just being contrarian just to be contrarian.
No, I'm really not. I'm trying to think of this. Like, it's getting colder. You're shivering and you're freezing and stuff like that. Like, it's just a horrible feeling on top of the already dying.
Yeah, I don't like the burning thing, man. Like that just...
I'm not saying I like being burned either. That's not what I meant.
No, the freezing thing is a little more appealing, like ever so slightly more appealing to me. I agree with Eric. You just go unconscious and you die. You know, that's better than like feeling the constant burning as it's coursing through all your, you know, your muscles and fat.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah. All right, what else we got, man?
I don't know. These people are sick, twisted and demented.
Sick kids over in Phoenix, man. What else we got?
Sick young. That's enough. Isn't it enough? They're sick. Yeah. Sick individuals. Seek help, all of you.
Nothing else? Is that all?
Go see your school guidance counselor tomorrow and watch them quit. Yeah. That's it.
All right. Well, that was pretty lengthy. Are you excited, Breakman? You now have your own segment, man. Dear Breakman. I mean, there you go.
I'm always excited. You haven't noticed.
Exactly. All right, let's move on.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know, Breakman, what you have been playing.
Just the Borderlands pre-sequel.
Yeah, how's that going?
Somebody gave that to me, and I'm quite enjoying. Interesting concept and title, by the way, calling it the pre-sequel, because it's basically the what happened in between the first and second game, which is why I call it pre-sequel.
Yeah.
But it's the same type of gameplay you're familiar with, with the added twist that this is happening on the moon, so now there's zero gravity and oxygen factoring in everything.
Yeah.
Which makes a lot of, there's a lot of fun to be set about being able to super jump and float through the air and butt stomp characters and stuff like that.
Yeah. I saw somebody bashing the hell out of Borderlands today, man, on a prominent YouTube channel. I was like, what is wrong with you? You just don't like to have fun, I guess. You know, there's that whole faction of people out there that, like, you mention a certain game and they're like, oh, you know, that game sucks and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know, 50,000 or 50 million other people can't be wrong that it's a good game, you know. And so, I don't know. Some of those people, I think, are a little too cynical. But, you know.
I don't know. Like, everybody has their own opinions. Everybody's allowed to like different things. Yeah. What wouldn't be very fun if we all like the same thing?
Yeah, no, I agree. But what I'm saying is, like being too critical. Like, I'm a little too critical of games, and I'll catch myself, and I'll try to, at the very least, see the appeal. Like, a lot of strategy games are like that for me. I mean, I've been known to, like, not like strategy games, you know, like crazy since the dawn of RP Grinders. But I'm cognizant and aware enough to know that a game like Valkyria Chronicles is a great game, or something like Final Fantasy Tactics or Disgaea, or, you know, stuff like that. Dungeons in chat. What's up, Dungeon? I like the Borderlands game, but...
Oh, he missed it all.
Yeah.
Sad face.
I know. Dungeon says, I like the Borderlands games, but Randy Pitchford comes off as shady as hell. Yeah, I know. I know, man. You got to kind of, like, compartmentalize sometimes with some of these games. Like, a game... Like, we talked about one person, you know, teams doing games, or
like,
one or two
like
people
Borderlands
games.
Borderlands 3. Hang on, I want to give Pitchford money.
Yeah. No, but, like... Like, Fez comes to mind. I can't stand Phil Fish, but that doesn't mean he didn't create a pretty damn good game, you know? I mean, you just have to kind of...
Like, for instance, Steve Jobs. Like, we all know Steve Jobs is an asshole.
Yeah.
He was also a fucking genius.
Freak 5 says, isn't
I'm
that...
I'm sorry, are we allowed to swear now? Are the kids gone? Are they gone to bed yet?
Yeah, I think so. Freak 5 says, isn't that the argument from popularity... yes, with caveats though, Freak 5. I'm not saying that if a game is popular that it's necessarily good. Like, I happen to think some of the Call of Duty games are vastly overrated for what they are, but you know,
just some of them. Oh, I mean,
all of them. Like,
there's some fun Call of Duty games, but a lot of them are bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they started the annual thing is when it became a problem.
Infinite War.
No, Freak 5 makes a good point. He says, lots of people like it, so it must be good isn't a good argument. That's not what I'm arguing. I'm saying you have to at least take notice of that fact. And Call of Duty is a great example. Like, I think most – I'm with you, Breakman. I think most Call of Duty games suck. Like, I just don't find the appeal. But, I mean, at least I look at it objectively and say, you know, this game is decent, or this game really sucks, or whatever. You know, I don't go along with what everybody says. I mean, you guys have listened to me for years and know that, you know, I'm not into that. You know, I'm not one to say that a game is gonna suck because, you know, everybody else likes it. That's just not the way things go. So, all right, what else we got? What else you been playing, Break? Nothing.
We lost Break again.
Well, I think we lost Break again. Hello? Man. Yes, you're back. What else you been playing, man? Break. We hear you. We hear Break. Anyways, what have you been playing, Eric? I'll try to get Break back on, man.
I've been playing more London Detective Mysteria, Castlevania Lekar Chronicles 2, trying to finish that up, and I played all of Valhalla last weekend.
Yeah.
So I'll have to write a review for that. And I played a little bit of Galgun 2. Not as good as Galgun Double Piece. But, they're not particularly great games, but, they have a certain appeal, is what I'll say.
Okay.
But, Steam World Quest, I got that for review. So... That's fun. It's like, if you like Baten Kaitos, you'll probably enjoy it, especially since it's not as fast-paced as Baten Kaitos.
Yeah, I think that was the problem with Baten Kaitos, if I remember correctly, Eric. It's a little too fast-paced for my liking. What else have you been playing?
That's it, actually.
All right, Freak5 says he's been playing Friday the 13th, and yesterday he played Settlers of Catan. I mean, I've never even heard of that game. All right, anything else you've been playing, Break?
That's based on a board game. How is that?
I'm wondering. Yeah, oh, it is? Wow, okay.
Well, Settlers of Catan, yeah.
I played a little bit of Sekiro and Frank watched, and I lost to Al yet again.
Yeah, Jesus, man. That boss is, like, ridiculously hard.
I'm gonna start that up again tomorrow, so just let me know if you want to watch.
I'll watch it for sure. All right, Break, I'm sorry.
You have more patience than I am. Like, after a couple times of trying, I would have just... Nope.
Yeah, I would have thrown...
If I can't do it now, like, I'm just... YouTube, let me see what happens.
Eric is a great gamer. He's a lot like Dungeon. I mean, those guys are...
he was playing the board game, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, okay. He was playing the board game. All right. No, the Eric is a lot like Dungeon. Like, those guys can... Man, they're really, really good. But when they're having problems with the boss, you know that it's going to be super challenging, man. Like, I was watching him...
Well, play. I think I've got a strategy, and yeah. I'm going to try to implement it.
Yeah, I was... But see, that's the thing. Like, Eric has the patience to implement different strategies. I saw him do, like... you know, so many different strategies on this one boss, and nothing was working. I'm like, man, if Eric can't fucking beat that,
I just need to learn how to be more consistent with it.
Yeah, if Eric can't beat that boss, then I've got no hope whatsoever, man. Like, literally, like, I'm looking at Sekiro, like, I think it looks great. I think it's a great game, but I'm going to hold off. Like, I'd rather just try Bloodborne. Bloodborne seems like more and more accessible.
Also, there's a way to cheese the demon of hatred and the killing himself. I'm probably going to do that if I can't do it.
Yeah. Dungeon says, I uninstalled Anthem and started playing AC Odyssey again because the Atlantis DLC is coming. Also, Anthem is pretty dead. Anthem just looks like shit, man. It just doesn't look good, man. Maybe in a year or two, if they, you know, do something with it. Like, it looks nothing like the demo that they were playing. Like, the demo had me excited. You guys know I was talking
about... I don't think they'll be able to fix it like they did with Destiny.
So. Yeah, I don't think so.
He also says...
Bungie with Destiny.
Yeah.
He also says they're still developing the game after release. Anthem is a dumpster fire of lost dreams.
It looks so good. Like, that demo looked fantastic. That's what got me excited. I'm like, man, that's something that I wouldn't mind playing multiplayer with Break and Eric and Dungeon and, you know, Freak and everybody else. But it just, it's not what that demo was at all. It just looks like crap, man. Just, you know, just, and then, you know, the whole history with that whole dumpster fire, it's just whatever, man. I'm so over
it. He says it's fun combat, but there's no game around it. Like, maybe like in a year it'll be a good game.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's any story. There's not. It's aimless.
It's like, let's do what Destiny did, and let's like not have a good story, but all the lore that we can't care about because the story sucks.
It just looks aimless to me. It looks very, very aimless. It doesn't look interesting at all. It's like Fallout 76. I'm looking at that game. I've watched a few people playing it because I want to give it a fair shake and whatnot, and it just looks so boring and bland. Like, what? Why would I want to play that when there's so many other...
A lot of the monster designs are pretty... Samey, and they don't resemble anything, really.
Literally, why would I want to play that type of game? There's so many other great games out there. I mean, Jesus, man. There's, like, so many better worlds and better games. Like, why are we giving our money to these AAA games when there's so many other, you know, mid-tier games? Like, even From Software, Sekiro looks a million times
better. Oh, yeah, also the loot tables he brought up. So, like, yeah, I heard Jim Sterling, like, railing about the loot tables, where you can have a level 1 weapon be stronger than a level 70 weapon just because of the stuff that was on it.
Yeah, yeah, and that's just broken. That's a broken system. All right, what else have you been playing, Brady?
I want to know a lot more about this stuff. Like, we should get him on here to just go off on that game.
Because
he's saying the loot system is ass.
Yeah, like, let's add Dungeon to the call.
Well, the phone lines are open. If anybody wants to call in, Dungeon, you're more than welcome. Dungeon's kind of shy, man.
I know, like, he doesn't really call in. It's just, oh man, what a dumpster fire of a game. Like, this is supposed to be a big thing for them, like recovering after like the hit they took with Mass Effect, you know?
Yeah, it's triple A syndrome, man. Like, Sterling has done a lot of great videos outlining, like, it's all about cash, man. Like, it's just, I mean, Battlefield's another one, but like Battlefront and Anthem and Destiny and, you know, a bunch of these games that are just, they're not geared for people to have fun anymore. They're geared to make money. That's what it's all about. Corporations are a joke. They're just a joke, and capitalism is failing big time. And this is one great, great example of how capitalism is failing its consumers and people big time. And it's just terrible. It's been in development for 7-something years. 5 of those years, not even knowing what kind of game exactly. Dungeon, Freak5 says, I hate when AI doesn't care which one of them wins as long as the player doesn't. Those are valid concerns. Like, gaming is becoming less and less fun. I mean, I hearken back to, like, some of the most primitive of games. You know, even Pong, like, was super fun to play because it was just like a mini competition.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Pong was great.
It wasn't.
Pong was great.
You played it. It was fun until you played another game and you're like, oh, this is actually, I'm enjoying this.
Nah, look, there's a lot of fun to be had with games like that. Like, even modern Pong, which is like modern tennis games, are super fun to play. I know that they're more refined and stuff like that. I'm just saying, like, the fun factor is still there with games like that. Pac-Man's another example. It's a very simple concept. But it's almost a perfect game, and people today can still have fun with Pac-Man. You know what I'm saying? Like, people have lost their way when it comes to fun in video games. Everything has to be, you know, so streamlined and you know, if it's not graphically one of the greatest games ever, then people are having a heart attack. And it just, people have lost the fun factor when it comes to video games. Dungeon says, then the Division 2 came out and my interest in Anthem just evaporated. Yeah, it's, you know, we always like the new shinies too. Gamers are picky bitches. I mean, they really are. What else have you been playing, Break? Anything else?
No.
All right, I've been playing Final Fantasy IX and MPQ. I'm about two-thirds of the way done with Final Fantasy IX, and I want to do a review next week if I get it done. And it's going to be exciting for me because I've never done a review of Final Fantasy IX, so I'm sure you guys are going to want to hear my take on, in my opinion, the most underrated Final Fantasy game of the series so far. And I played most of them except for the MMO one, so there you go. Let me do this.
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Eric. We've got a couple of reviews for me, and I've got three quick reviews that I will do. But let's get started. Eric, Breakman, do you have any reviews? I didn't see anything on the old document there. Did we lose Break again? Did we lose Eric?
No, I'm still here.
All right. Eric, why don't you start with your reviews, and I'll see if I can get Break back on the...
All right, Megalobox. I'm gonna say it's a series review because I'm not sure if there could be a second season because it looked pretty definitive to me. Mm-hmm. But this is a show about taking place in the distant future, like at least 50 years later in the future. But or so, like at least like 2050. That's what I meant. Anyways, it seems to take place in Japan because there's a lot of Japanese people around. Unless it's like the U.S. and like Japan, like corporations bought like land and then just settled, and lots of Japanese people moved there. But which seems to be the case because it seems to be desert. So it sounds like it's in the Midwest somewhere.
It could be like a lot of sci-fi, like Blade Runner and. And Firefly, like they were, there's a lot of like Chinese culture incorporated in those,
mm-hmm.
because of Chinese corporations being big things,
yeah,
and taking over parts of America,
yeah.
So the movie industry,
maybe it's
for
the same
sure.
thing, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but it's about how there's this boxer and his coach, and like the show gets into later about like. Why the coach ended up where he is right there, but his new trainee is this guy who we don't ever learn his real name, and in fact he's probably just he's probably like what you'd call a stray, because he probably didn't have, his parents probably died when he was really young, and he probably just made it off the street like a street rat, like in Aladdin or something. But they gave him the stage name of Junk Dog because he does participate in an underground boxing ring, and the part of the reason for that is because his coach Nanbu is in like massive debt, and he took out a loan from a loan shark, so he owes him money. So in order to pay off his debts, he trains Joe. Joe's too good of a boxer for his own good, and in fact, he's probably the best boxer in that world. So he can't just win all the fights, so he has him throw them, and he basically tells him what to do to make the fight more exciting.
Wait, hold on.
He gives up.
Did I hear this right? Did you just say that his name is Junkyard Dog?
The World Wrestling Federation.
No, Junk Dog.
Oh, I thought you said Junkyard Dog.
I think I did, but maybe like that was one of this like next, but or maybe that's what. The Japanese version of the name is, because, you know, copyrights, yeah. So it could be wrong.
Junkyard Dog was one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, man. I totally dig Junkyard Dog. He used to come out to this.
So, anyways, he wants to get into this thing called Megalonia, which is like this boxing tournament that uses like sophisticated technology that makes boxers supposedly better. And you need to have a gear to participate, but he basically makes a gamble about fighting without a gear because they're so poor they can't afford a decent one.
Yeah.
So he ends up proving that he is a much better boxer without the cures.
Yeah. I think it would be appropriate if they played this during the whole thing. All right, what else?
Anyways, they changed his handle from Junk Dog to Gearless Joe.
Damn it.
The Joe's is like new name in the show.
You ruined my whole Junkyard Dog theme song thing, Eric. How dare you? Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are you giving this, Eric?
I'm going to give it an 8.5. It's like the art style kind of looks like an old school, like, DigiPain era anime from, like, the 2000s, because it looks kind of dirty.
Yeah.
It's done intentionally, but, like, it's not a good-looking show, but it works for the type of show it is.
Okay. Freak5's having some problems. Anybody else having problems listening to us in Chatland? Let us know, because it looks good from my end. I don't know what's going on, but... all right, your next review, Eric.
Next review is Penguin Highway, which is a much better version of another movie that I saw earlier called Mirai. But, like, unlike Mirai, like, the things that are actually, that are happening in this movie are actually happening. It's like, in Mirai, it's more of a, like, a case of surrealness.
Mm-hmm.
and about, like, basically stuff going on, like, the things he's experiencing, like, how he's interpreting in his head, we're just seeing visually. But in this one, like, actual phenomenon's happening.
Okay.
But basically, it's about this 9-year-old kid who's discovered this natural phenomenon where, like, a bunch of penguins are seen to be coming out of nowhere, and they eventually find this, like, the source of both the penguins and this other phenomenon that they find, that they're connected.
Mm-hmm.
And... it's more or less a good metaphor for, like a coming-of-age story and, like, being able to come... Like, how a 9-year-old comes to grips with more complex feelings, like falling in love and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what are we giving Penguin Highway?
I'm going to give it a 9.
All right. Good scores, man. Good scores all the way around.
There was an English dub, but I didn't see it because the previews made me think I don't care enough about that dub.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't sound as bad as what the previews of Akko's In sounded like, but it was like enough to make me go, I don't recognize any of the actors here, and the ones. And the clips they have here don't entice me.
Yeah. All right. So strong recommendations from Eric there. I have three.
But the fact there is an English dub means that there probably is going to be a disc release relatively soon. Yeah. So,
Brickman, I have a question for you. Did you ever watch wrestling back in the day? Were you like a wrestling guy? Did we lose Brickman again?
No, I'm right here.
Oh, there you are. You never watched.
You didn't give me a chance to answer. I said, "Yeah." I was gonna say, "Yeah."
Yeah.
And stuff. All right,
cool. Do you remember?
But you immediately asked if I wasn't here.
How dare you? Do you remember Junkyard Dog?
Yeah.
I like how they did the theme. The Another One Bites the Dust, but they would like put in the dog sounds and shit like that. It was pretty fun. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I like Junkyard Dog, but anyways, I'm gonna do real quick reviews here. I saw Hellboy last week, and I'm so happy I didn't pay for it. Let's just put it that way. It's one of the worst remakes I think I've ever seen.
Wow.
Can you call it a remake when it's an adaptation of a comic book, though?
Yes, because they tried to redo everything. Like, they retconned. I mean, it was an absolute mess, man. I mean, other than the saving grace is David Harbour was the right choice for Hellboy. If you're not going to do Ron Perlman, which I don't know why they couldn't pay Ron Perlman the money. They should have. I mean, I don't know if it would have helped all that much. But
I think it was more they're looking for his name, for a bigger name.
David Harbour's a pretty big name, man. I mean, you had the whole.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Like, because right now he's more, because of Stranger Things, he's more of an it actor.
Well, he did a good job, and it was admirable what he did with the Hellboy character. He embodied Hellboy almost as good as Perlman did, so I give Harbour a lot of credit, but there was a lot to be desired with Hellboy. There was no vision. At least with the Guillermo del Toro movies, you have a visually striking movie. This was a CG fest, and it wasn't a good CG fest. I can't believe they made such a bad movie out of Hellboy. I didn't think it was possible. I was excited to see Hellboy.
That's actually a criticism I forgot to mention about the My Hero Academia movie. It's like the villain basically becomes a CG mess at the end.
Yeah, I mean, there were times I was watching this movie, and I was like, why did they even bother with the CG in that manner? They had these giant, I don't know, like what you would call them, giants, I guess. But they looked worse than the CG in the first Lord of the Rings movie, like with the big
big trees.
No, not the trees. The trees were fine, but like the giant. I don't know what they call them, like a giant frost giant or something. But they are, you know, it just looked terrible. It looked really bad. Like the people that were doing the CG didn't know what the fuck they were doing. I hated it. I hated every aspect of this movie. The story was, even though they followed more closely to the comics, it was a jumbled mess. It was
active. To be fair, I liked the first Hellboy more than I liked the Golden Army. The Golden Army was kind of
No, I liked Golden Army too. At least it had a good visual style about it. This Hellboy had nothing.
So you're saying the visual effects in a movie that came out like, what, 5 years ago are better than the new one?
10 years. Yes. That's what I'm saying. Yes. They were not good. I was highly disappointed.
Huh?
No, they had a 50. That's the thing. They had
everything on the Stranger Things actor.
They had a $50 million budget for this movie, and it looked like maybe they spent 10, if that. It was not a good
Meanwhile,
production.
The director was driving around in a stretch limo and shit. Yeah. He had the biggest trailer they've ever seen. Like, where are you getting all this money from? What's going on here?
Yeah. Were they worse?
Ghosts and Ghostbusters were pretty awful.
Yes, Dungeon. I would say they were worse than that. They were worse than that. And you know what? That's the least of their problems. The visuals in this movie were pretty bad, but the screenplay was awful. I think it suffered from direction more than anything because the actors were fine. It had David Harbour. It had the dude from Deadwood, Swearingen. What's his name? The guy that's in American Gods and. He's also in John Wick. He's a really good actor. I can't remember his name, but super good actor. They had good actors in it, but the director didn't get anything out of any of them. Like, it was lifeless. It was a dull, boring vision of Hellboy that I wish they wouldn't have done. I'm giving Hellboy probably one of the worst scores I've given any movie ever on Grinders. I'm giving it a 2 out of 10. I hated it. It was awful. It was an awful movie. Then we move on to another disappointment, not quite as a bad disappointment, but Pet Sematary. I got a chance after Hellboy to kind of sneak in and see Pet Sematary, and I'm glad I didn't pay for that one either because it was awful. And I don't know what to say other than there's a little twist that didn't make it better. It just actually, in my opinion, kind of made it worse. It followed the original movie fairly closely, other than the twist that I'm talking about, which you probably can gather from the trailers. But it wasn't scary. There was no tension, no, you know, the first Pet Sematary, you at least were scared at certain points. There were no even real big jump scares. I think there was one or two jump scares in the whole movie. It was a pretty lifeless remake, but slightly better than Hellboy. I give it a 4 out of 10. I mean, it was.
I don't understand epic. What the point of doing like a remake is if you're just going to try and make it as close to the original as possible.
I agree with you 100%. Like there were a couple little tiny twists in it that didn't do anything. There was like when I saw the It remake, it was phenomenal. It was a great remake, and that's the way that remake should be made.
Remember the Psycho remake?
Yes, and that was horrible.
Where they tried to make it like shot for shot, like the original. Yes. It was absolutely terrible. You're right.
Yeah, it's terrible. Dungeon says, I feel the same with Kavila Soups. He's great in the role. I just wish they would give him better scripts. Exactly. That's what I'm saying about Hellboy, man, that for sure. Pet Sematary was just a lifeless remake, and I really wish – I mean, they had good actors in that too. I mean, John Lithgow did what's his name? The old man from the first one. Nobody can beat the first Pet Sematary for Judd. But, you know, John Lithgow is a great, great actor. And he did a fine job. It just another lifeless remake, and it was disappointing because I was really looking forward to Pet Sematary.
So what's worse, Pet Sematary or Total Recall?
Total Recall. I'd rather see Pet Sematary than Total Recall remake, man. I like the original Total Recall quite a bit, even though it was cheesy. But and then my last movie I'm going to do a real quick. I'm not going to add too much to this movie that Eric hasn't already said, but Shazam. On the same day I saw Pet Sematary and Hellboy, I saw Shazam.
Shazam's and I've been rethinking my opinion of Captain Marvel. So Captain Marvel's entertaining, but the worst thing about that movie is that it's got a generic plot, and Brie Larson's character is just non-existent, pretty much.
I like Captain Marvel quite a bit, man. We'll fight about it. No,
like I said, it's entertaining, but as far as Brie Larson's character is concerned, it's kind of terrible.
No, I disagree, and I could argue that on another day with you.
She wasn't written nearly as good as Wonder Woman was in Wonder Woman. It's like Wonder Woman from Wonder Woman versus her character in Batman versus Superman. And that's basically where Brie Larson is, her character from Batman versus Superman.
I like her character quite a bit. I thought there was a lot of nuance to her character
I think that has more to do with the fact that she needed time to discover who she is. By the time the movie ended, they didn't have anything to do with her.
Yeah,
so
it's
in the next movie it'll be better.
Yeah,
or it's maybe in a game she'll have more to do.
That I can agree with. I think anytime you do an origin story, it's going to be that way. You're playing catch up. That's why I almost don't like origin stories anymore, because it's just going to be an origin story and that's it. There's not going to be much substance other than this is the origin of this character. But yeah. Marvel's done a really good job at avoiding most of that. But some characters like Captain Marvel need a little bit of context going forward. I mean, she's the strongest character in the Marvel universe, cinematic universe anyways. But
I like what they did with Spider-Man. Like at this point in the
last everybody knows
20
Spider-Man.
Years,
yeah.
We've seen two Spider-Man origin stories.
Yeah, we've
so
seen
them
enough.
To skip it entirely was absolutely fine by me.
Yeah, it's fine by me too. I totally agree with that. Shazam is a great movie. Shazam was a pleasant surprise for me. I didn't have high hopes for it. But it's one of those movies where the superhero is just happy to be a superhero. There's too many.
Ooh, I do enjoy that.
I have
that.
A question for, is anybody read Shazam?
Yes.
A little bit. Is the villain, supposed to be a recurring villain?
No.
Or is he a character that might become another villain?
I don't think it's a recurring villain. The villains I remember are, Black Adam, and then there's a worm that you know, is like, the Mind Wormer. I can't remember what the name of the worm is, but Mind Worm, I think, is the name of that villain, seems to me. But that's another villain that Shazam battles over the years. But this was an origin story as well. But to me, other than Wonder Woman, this is the best DC movie that I've seen in the DC universe, not including the Dark Knight trilogy. You know, that's
and some
that's
people hated Aquaman, but Aquaman was okay.
I liked Aquaman, all right. That was a pretty good movie too. I'd probably put it third behind Shazam and the other Wonder Woman, but you know, it's a fine movie. But anyways, Shazam is just a fun movie. It's nothing world bending or you know, it's not gonna knock anybody's socks off, but it is one of the few fun movies to watch, you know, superhero movies.
Dungeon Buster says, what if they gave Pet Sematary an Earth Core elevator?
Yeah, exactly. Freak 5 says this week's Gotham was good and next week's series finale looks amazing. I've never seen one episode of Gotham, and that's a shame because I like DC characters quite a bit, as much as
the show has been all over the place over the years. There's some episodes are good and some episodes are terrible, and it's been bonkers. But the last couple of years have been a lot of fun for the most part, because they've had good story arcs like Professor Pig and the Mad Hatter, and right now they've been doing the No Man's Land.
I don't remember Professor Pig being a villain.
Yeah. I wish somebody would do a good Killer Croc movie, because Killer Croc was always a a villain that I liked in the
Batman. Can we just pretend that Suicide Squad didn't happen?
Yeah, I know. No, unfortunately not, because they're making another. But anyway, Shazam gets an 8 out of 10 for me. If you like just having fun at a movie theater, you can do much worse than Shazam. Shazam is the third best DC movie out of all of them. Actually, it's the second best behind Wonder Woman. I really like Wonder Woman. Then Shazam, and I like Aquaman quite a bit too, but I give Shazam an 8 out of 10. I highly recommend watching it in a theater, and it had some of the funniest moments of any superhero movie I've ever seen. And what is the little girl's name, the African-American girl's name, Eric, do you remember? She was an absolute...
No.
She was an absolute highlight and delight in that movie. And I'm not going to ruin anything for y'all, but it's worth seeing her small pieces in the movie just come to a certain point. And I really don't want to spoil. I think everybody should watch that movie. I think it's really good. But high praise for Shazam. Break, did you have a review?
No, I'm good.
All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment, because I don't think anybody has a high scapade this week.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
Breakman, do you have a stinko this week?
Oh, my stinko goes to this package I received in the mail.
Uh-oh. Did Freak 5 send you that Creature from the Black Lagoon fleshlight again?
No.
You probably wish that one. What happened.
This package has my address on it, but it has somebody else's name on it. So whoever ordered this screwed up the address shipping or something. Somebody screwed up the address shipping. So
that happened to me with court notices. It's like, why am I getting this person's court notices?
Ugh, that sucks. I gotta go to the post office and get that all figured out. It sucks.
I would open it up and say, hey, they sent it here. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Just to be nosy, I kind of felt the bag along. it's stupid. It's replacement wheels for like a chair or something like that.
Oh, you know? Jesus Christ.
So it's
nothing
not even
fine.
Something good.
Nothing good.
Not
yeah.
that I would steal it, but it's like, it could at least be something cool. No, not so much.
That sucks, man. All right. Well, that is definitely a stinko, man. I mean, shit. Anything else to add to that break?
No.
All right, Eric, your stinko of the week.
My stinko is I don't have any. That was last week. So.
All right. Mine is Wendy's. Everybody's favorite fast food, Wendy's. And I'll tell you why.
I don't know about that.
They screw up your order this week?
No, they didn't screw up anything.
Wendy's was good years ago before Dave Thomas died. Once he died, the place has gone to shit.
No, look, I agree with that. And I'll tell you my big reason why. Like, I like to go to Wendy's for salads. Like, that's how I get in shape. I eat a lot of salad and I, you know, walk a lot. And, you know, that's how I, you know, keep slim in the waist and pretty in the face is I, you know, when I go to fast food, sometimes I'll pick the salad options, you know. Well, Wendy's used to have the best deal for the best salad. They used to have a salad that included, it was a little side salad, but it always filled me up and it was awesome. They had arugula, it had some romaine lettuce, and it had little cherry tomatoes, some cheese, and I would always add blue cheese to that and a little bit of pomegranate dressing, and it was perfect, right? It was a perfect meal for me. Now I go there, they raise the price, so now instead of being like $1.39 or $1.59, something like that, they raise the price to $2, and now it's all shitty, fucking watery iceberg lettuce. Instead of the cherry tomatoes, it's now just little pieces of sliced tomatoes from a can, it looks like. A little less cheese, so you get like less than half the cheese, which, okay, I could do without the cheese. That's fine. What else? And that's about it. That's the whole salad, just iceberg lettuce with a little bit of tomato and no arugula, no romaine, nothing that set it apart, you know, from any other – you know, shit that's on the market and, you know, stupid salads from other places like McDonald's or anything. So now I have to pay $2 for shitty lettuce and no cherry tomatoes and, you know, no nutritious romaine or arugula or spinach, none of that. You get fucking iceberg lettuce. So Wendy's, this week you get my stinko of the week because you ruined my fucking fast food experience, you sons of bitches. So yeah, that's my stinko of the week. All right, let's move on. You guys ever have salad from Wendy's?
No. Yeah, it's been a while though.
I mean, their premium salads are still really good, but they're expensive. I like the little cheap...
Dungeon Buster, you never had the Wendy's spicy nuggets? Oh my god, dude, you've been robbed.
Yeah.
Of course, it might be like it might have been a test market. Well, actually, you live in Ohio too.
I think they still sell spicy nuggets now.
If they brought them back, they got rid of them last time I had
them. I don't think they have them here.
Because the last time I went there, they didn't have them. They're like, oh, that was just a limited time thing.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I have no reason to be here then.
The salads are fucking awesome at Wendy's. Even their little side salad was good, and not anymore. If you don't have a lot of money, then forget eating salad at fucking Wendy's. The only place I could eat salads, but fuck, man. It just pisses me off, man. All right, let's move on.
Dude, what does my catchy say?
Sweet! Sweeto of the week!
All right, let's move on to Sweetos of the week. Breakman, do you have a Sweeto?
Mine doesn't affect me in any way. Whatsoever. Okay. But we've talked about like schools and stuff like that and a lot of things we do wrong with education. One of the things we've talked about a lot is schools start too damn early.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, there's no reason. Like, I was, when I was in junior high, I think school started at 7:10 in the morning. I was half fucking asleep at 7:10 in the morning. Like, what was the point of that? Well, the local schools have decided, like, after going through actually scientific research and stuff, they finally realized that, oh, yeah, it's smarter if we start later. So they're phasing in plans over the next few years to start going in later and later for schools.
I think that's a great idea. Like, if you remember back in the day when you used to wake up for grade school, everybody was, like, so fucking tired. Like, it just doesn't work. Like, you know.
I know. I wonder, like, if I would have gotten a better education if I was, you know, not half asleep when I was there. Like, I just want to go to sleep sometime. Like, especially if you had, say, math first thing in the morning. You're half asleep. I can't think about addition and multiplication.
No,
and
that early in the morning.
Y times Z. I can't do this right now. I got to sleep. I'm sorry.
I was a straight A student in school. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I knew my shit when I was in school, but man, mornings were always fucking rough, man. It wasn't even close, but Bernie wants me to shout out all the kids, man. We did that already, Bernie. Jesus, we did that during the Breakman's Dear Breakman segment. So don't tell me how to run my show. Damn it. I make the rules around here. Going to school.
Says she wants to talk about your balls.
She
said that, not me.
Oh, Jesus,
just the messenger here.
Why we got to be talking about my balls, man? I don't want to be talking about kids, and then all of a sudden my balls get. Anyways, all right, Eric, you're Sweeto.
Sweeto. Would be the fact that, hold on, let me pull it up. Okay, this is actually a notice that I received from, like, subscriptions that I get through emails, but it was from Planned Parenthood Advocates of Ohio. The federal court granted a partial injunction in favor of Planned Parenthood and Women's Medical Center of Dayton to the latest lawsuit to protect Ohioans' access to safe legal abortion.
Yeah.
Basically, they stopped. They put an injunction to stop the ban for second trimester abortions.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was saying last week. Is like, this is what's going to happen. If you put this stupid law into place, and they're going to get sued by everybody and their mother, you know.
Yeah.
And it's going to lose in court because it isn't constitutional. They're trying to get this up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court doesn't even want to do
it. I'm just happy that there was a quick turnaround.
But my complaint is this is just a waste of money. This does not need to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you, but let's hold off on that discussion because we're going to have a couple of interesting topics on Free For All.
On top of being assault on women.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, downplay that aspect.
No, I agree. I totally agree.
Especially after earlier in the show when we're never mind.
Breakman, did I give you a chance to do your Sweeto of the week? I think I did. Okay. Mine is Game of Thrones is back, and man, is it going to be good this season, man? I'm so excited. I got a chance to see the first step of the final season, and Game of Thrones, other than Breaking Bad, like my favorite show of all time is Breaking Bad. It's not even close, but Game of Thrones is getting very, very close to becoming my favorite show of all time. They're killing it. They are that show. I can't think of really one bad episode that Game of Thrones has had for 8 years. So I cannot wait. Only 5 episodes left. Dungeon says. I think it's a show for the ages. I wish they could have did more this season, but the cost was just, you know, not effective. But I almost feel like doing like a spinoff of Grindr's for like the last season of Game of Thrones, but it's already, you know, but yeah, it's a great show. And if you're not watching it, you really should. There's lots of intrigue. Let's just put it that way. So good ups on everybody doing a good job at HBO on that show. I hope that their prequel show is just as good, because Game of Thrones is up there on my Mount Rushmore of great TV shows. So, All right.
Actually, Dungeon Buster brings up something I wanted to bring up. He said it's time for Dead Main Character Bingo again. And I was just thinking next week is Endgame.
Ooh. Okay. Real quickly, top 3 people that are going to die. Go, Breakman.
Iron Man, Captain America, and I need to think about that one.
Okay, Eric, top 3 characters that are going to die.
I have to think about that one, too.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. Pretty easy. I mean, Captain America and Iron Man are pretty much gone.
Yeah,
right?
Like I'm gonna say
Captain America, Iron Man, and maybe Thor.
No way, Thor. No way, Thor.
Yeah, I was.
If they killed Thor, then they could do like Lady Thor. That's what the only reason I think of that.
Okay,
so.
All right, that makes sense.
They were talking about a while ago about an Iron Man sequel, but they kind of mixed that, but. Some of the earlier previews, they'd been leaving out characters, but the newest one shows that Pepper Potts, in fact, did survive the snap.
Ooh. Mm.
So I think that means Tony's dead.
I
think that's the first clue that he's dead.
It'll be Iron Man.
Not necessarily. Iron Woman. She's pregnant with his kid.
Yeah. Oh. I think Iron Man gets it because they have another Iron Man character out that's pretty solid in Riri Williams. They call her Iron Heart, I think. She's a great character.
Talking about the 15-year-old girl?
Yes.
And we know Hawkeye is not going to die because he has his own series coming out afterwards where he's training his replacement.
Kate Bishop, yeah.
So we know he's safe. But I'm thinking the third one, maybe Thanos.
Thanos is not going to die. I'm going to say Thanos is not going to die.
That's what I think, too. I don't think he's going to die, but I'm saying...
He's such a great character. Why would you kill him
off? If they do kill him, they should blow him up by putting an egg in his ass and making it big.
Later, freak.
Wow. It really needs to be Ant-Man.
Yeah, I know. I say Captain America and Iron Man are the obvious ones.
But like, barring Thor...
I'm going to say...
Or like a Lady Thor, I'm going to say for my third choice, it'd probably have to be maybe they'll kill Scarlet Witch.
Well, they're also in talks about another Thor movie right now, so I doubt Thor is going to die. And
it's not going to be Thor.
There's going to be a Scarlet Witch and Vision show.
Yeah, there's going to be
like a prequel. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to kill off Scarlet Witch because there has to be some semblance of a new Avengers team, right? So Captain America's gone. I mean, that's going to be my stone cold lock, and because Falcon can take over the Captain America mantle, Bucky can, you know, I mean, there's options there. But in thinking about it, how about Nebula? I think Nebula's going to get it. I think Nebula, and here's another one to think about, Star-Lord. Star-Lord and Nebula.
No, I doubt that one. No, Galaxy movie.
I know.
Besides, he's dust.
Yeah, I know, but like...
I don't think anybody who's dusted is going to die. Like, they're coming back.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the point of the movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not the Garlic Witch. No!
They'll bring him back, he'll die, and then they'll bring him back again in the same movie.
Well, they're going to bring back all these characters at some point, right? Like, they're just going to be in different, like different actors. Like, Iron Man is not going to die permanently because Iron Man's a fucking great character. Like, seriously. And Captain America, I mean...
The Garlic Witch.
Not the Garlic Witch.
Yeah, the Garlic Witch will die, but not the Scarlet Witch.
All right. So those are our picks for who's going to die next week. And we're all seeing it next week, right?
Yeah. I'm going... I might be a little late to the show because of the length of the movie.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to try to see it on Thursday. That way I don't have to worry about that. You know. But whatever. All right. Let's move on.
I hope the theater is so fast.
All right, we're going to move on to our free-for-all. We got two...
I can't believe we have enough time for a free-for-all.
I know. We do. We actually do. We're going to get... These kind of go hand-in-hand, these topics that one of them Eric put up there, and it's about abortion bans, and he kind of segued... we're segueing into what he was talking about earlier in his stinko. What are you guys' feelings on this? I think we're all in agreement. Like, a woman should pretty much be able to do what she wants with her own body, right? I mean, we're not... None of us are evangelicals, so...
As long as she makes me dinner first. I mean, is that allowed? Shit. I probably muted that. Sorry, hold on.
I am not understanding. I think we're regressing as a country. Like, if we were in the 50s, I guess I could kind of see where people were coming from, but it's fucking 2019. You know what I mean? Like, it's time...
It doesn't matter. It's like you said, we're regressing. It's as soon as Trump took office, this country started regressing. Yeah. He's got to go.
I agree, but I don't think impeachment's the way. I think we got to get him out in 2020.
I don't think it's going to happen either. And there's been like a good point. Like I think you even said it earlier. Like if he gets impeached, like what do we get? Our reward is Mike Pence.
Yeah. See, this is where it becomes really hectic and dangerous. I don't agree with impeachment of Donald Trump. Not that he hasn't like done impeachable offenses, but first of all, this Congress is absolutely spineless. There are very few people calling for his impeachment. He should be impeached. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. But it's not going to happen because A, Congress is spineless, and B, it may be fortunate for us that he's not going to be impeached because one, he never gets shit done, which we chronicled on this show before, and two, what is the alternative? Mike Pence? We really want 2 years of Mike Pence with the chance of maybe 10 years of Mike Pence? I don't think so. You know, I think we got to write it out and just vote Trump out in 2020. Hopefully with somebody like Bernie Sanders. I'm not saying that's where your vote should go. I don't like to try to influence anybody in any form or fashion. But for me and if we're just going strictly off a platform and not worrying about being ageist assholes or what else did I see? Bernie's anti-Semitic, even though he's a fucking Jewish person or anything like that. I think he has the best platform. I like platform.
Bernie's asking if it's about late term. It's about any term, really.
In
Ohio, it's the opposite. It's not late term. It's after
6 weeks.
6 weeks, yeah.
This
is already after they made the 20-week ban.
I really don't give a flying fuck if it is late term. I really don't care because a woman should have her own right to decide whether or not she wants to go through with having a kid. They're already... Hold on.
Live with their decision.
Eric, hold on. I already think that there are way too many people in the world, right? I'm the opposite of the evangelical that says you have to have 20 kids in order to have any sort of purpose in life. I think there's more to life than stupid arguments like that. You know what I'm saying? If it is late term and the woman is having medical issues, it's a no-brainer. Have it. If it's because the woman can't handle a kid, and you could make the argument that she should have thought about that before she had sex, and that those
that's
whole
victim blaming.
Hold on,
though.
I know. I'm getting to it, Eric. Let me finish. You can have that argument, and I happen to disagree. I mean, sometimes stuff happens, and that's just the way life is. And if you have a chance to not ruin your entire life or someone else's by having a kid in a foster type situation for, you know, 14, 15, 16 years of their life, then you should have the option. All right. It's all about a woman's option to choose what she wants to do with her own body. What are you going to say?
And I'm gonna take the financial spin on this. Conservatives are all about money and spending and shit like that. But, like, you never hear these people talk about, well, who's going to pay for the cost of the pregnancy.
Oh,
and how are they going to take care of this kid after he's born? Are they going to give them up for foster care?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's my problem with it, okay? Most of the time...
Like to have a kid and somebody... Like, if I were to have, like, a girlfriend and then she got pregnant...
Yes.
And she was earning about as much as I do, I think even between the two of us, it would be hard to pay for that pregnancy.
Yes, absolutely.
We'd go bankrupt because of the way healthcare is.
There's a whole other aspect.
The same people that are pro-life aren't doing are doing jack shit the healthcare situation.
I totally agree.
They're usually fighting against it.
Right. So here's my point. Most of the evangelical conservatives are anti-abortion, right? Fine.
The problem is you can't logically argue with them.
No, there's no logic to their argument at all whatsoever.
Yeah, you can't logic, and that's the problem.
I think even worse than the evangelicals are the secular pro-lifers.
And like the woman's body and everything, it's a problem because they don't. Their arguments aren't logical. Arguments are based on faith and religion.
Right. And it's totally
wrong.
What about
the secular pro-lifers? So how do you can't argue against them either, because like
I'm not saying we can't argue with them. I'm saying we need a different strategy.
Here's my
purely a position of emotion, less than religion.
Here's my take on the whole thing, all right? It usually goes in hands. If you're a pro-lifer, you're against sex education, which makes zero fucking sense to me, right?
And against contraceptives.
And contraceptives and all this, which...
Also, their understanding of what pro-life means is very tilted.
Eric, let me finish, okay? I've got a coherent point that I want to make, and then we can discuss after. My point is this. You have these people that are very anti-abortion, but yet we can't learn about sex and sexuality in school. Why? Why can we not do that? Why can we not have contraception? Contraception is the natural preventative to these sorts of decisions, and it works. So if you have a choice of giving out a bunch of rubbers to a bunch of horny kids in high school, why not be all for that as an evangelical or a Christian or a conservative? Why are you so against people preventing us talking about abortions as much than you are about the abortions themselves? I'll give you another stupid example, okay? And this is going to tie into this whole thing. Texas just proposed a law that would fine people $100 per instance of masturbation, right? This is one of the most insane, stupid...
That's also very unenforceable.
Well, if they're doing it in public, I kind of get that. Like, that's the only way they can enforce it, right? So if they actually see you doing it. Yeah. So you kind of have to be doing it in public.
It's not
right?
a pump. No, it's... It makes sense. Any type of masturbation, they are 100% against. So in other words...
They can't see you doing it, though.
No, here's... Hold on.
So
hold
your
on.
Mom sees you and she has the idiocy to, like, contact the police.
Here's an example.
It's worse than, the teenager's worst nightmare times 10.
Yes,
like, your worst nightmare is getting your mom walking in on you or your jacket.
Even worse than
and
that.
She calls the cops.
Even worse than that. Think about this. Think about this scenario, okay? Let's say you have a partner, right? Man or woman, doesn't matter. And you have an argument. Right. One or the other argues and you get pissed off at each other. It doesn't get really physical. And you go in the other room and you start jerking off or masturbating. Hold on. Just let me finish the point. So you go in the other room and you're doing your business and your partner walks in or you walk in and you catch that person masturbating and you get upset. And in the heat of argument, somebody gets pushed. The cops get called out and your partner's explaining the situation and what happened, that they got upset that you masturbated, and you know there was a tussle or you know a slight scuffle. Not only do you get the domestic violence charge, but now you're going to get fined $100 because you decided to masturbate. How insane is that? How insane is it? It's sort of like the Catholic priest deal where, you know, Catholic priests are you know, raping these kids left and right, and it's provable in a lot of cases because they can't have sex. They're sexually repressed. So, of course, they're going to do things like this.
I don't think there's any excuse to shove anybody, though.
I agree, but
I don't think there's too much of a connection between sexual repression and child rape.
I do.
Because I think that has more to do with the fact that they're gay and then they prey on kids because kids are vulnerable.
No. I actually...
I disagree with that.
I disagree too. 100%.
Wow.
I don't think that's
what you were trying to say. But we disagree with what you said.
Can you
let me explain myself?
Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, please.
I understand the idea of sexual repression, but I do not see the correlation between child predation.
I agree with that. But let me give you another example, Eric. You know, in the state of Texas, they have the most, I don't know if it's per capita or per, the amount of teen pregnancy in Texas is way more disproportionate than any other place in the United States. You know why that is, Eric? Because they don't teach sex education. And the kids there are sexually repressed. So what do? They have sex. Right, that's what kids do. That's what you know.
I understand that, but that's not what I'm talking about.
I'm just trying to try to.
I have family in Texas, and I can confirm for a fact that they fuck like rabbits down
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying,
without condoms.
If you have no, like the religion itself says no masturbation, right? Catholic religion.
I know if you don't give people an outlet, they will act out, but I still don't understand.
You know what it's called? It's called being human, Eric. Humans, what do as a species? What is the...
I'm just saying if you're not naturally attracted to members of the same sex, you won't just go start doing that to members of the same sex.
Look, I think it's a bad argument, Eric, because I don't think that you're necessarily gay. If I think you're sexually repressed and sick.
I don't think it has anything to do with gender.
I don't think
I
so
really
either.
I don't.
If anything, they're just going to do this whoever they can, and they seem to be close by.
Yes. Because
if a lot of those guys, a lot of those like pedophiles, like you'll hear stories of them molesting both. But like if it's in the church, for instance, they have access to choir boys. They don't have access to girls.
Right. Think about prison for a second. I mean, if you're in a male prison, what are you going to have access to? Other males. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that you're gay. Right. You see what I'm saying? Like that.
Okay.
If
so
you're having also,
so it makes sense now, but yeah. It didn't seem.
And it's also – predators know what they're doing. They look for the most vulnerable kids.
Right.
Well, I did mention that, but, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm halfway agreeing and halfway disagreeing with you, Eric. But I think you got the point now. It's not It's not about – it's about access more than anything. That's the whole thing.
It's not gender with a predator.
Yeah.
A predator,
I mean, if they weren't choir boys and they were choir girls, I'm sure you'd hear a lot more of, you know, the girls getting molested than the boys like that.
What about nuns getting raped? Does that happen a lot too?
I don't know. I don't know the statistics
on
that.
I have heard the nuns molesting too. About being raped, I don't know. I'm sure it's happened though.
Yeah. Sure. I don't know the statistics. I know the priest for sure. I mean, we do stories about almost every other week on the show about.
Yeah, it's also messed up because, like, based on what they like, they teach celibacy, right?
Yeah,
that's not the same thing as chastity. Chastity,
right? Right.
Chastity is no sex. Celibacy is no sex with people who you aren't married to.
Right. Right. But it's still a form of sexual repression, and as a species, the one thing that humans are good at is having sex. We've been having sex since we've been.
But if you're a priest, you could technically be married and still be a priest.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say being stupid.
But they've conflated the two definitions so that they've convinced priests that they shouldn't have sex at all.
Yeah. I think in my lifetime, I think we're going to see a significant decline in the Catholic Church because it's just crumbling.
When I, as a kid, I was Protestant. I went to a church where the pastor was married and had a kid.
Yeah.
So it was always weird to me, like that, like other religions. Yeah. I was always like they had their families. Yeah. Like that makes sense to me. Like when you tell these guys like they have to be chaste their whole lives and these women have to be chaste, like it's human nature for some to revolt.
Yeah, no, for everyone, almost everyone to revolt in that instance, Brakeman. Like you can't, like people are programmed to procreate for the most part. I know that there are some exceptions, like, you know, asexual people that don't want to have anything to do with sex. And the
whole Mary married to God thing is just dumb. So, that's like, so what, gross. Is God the biggest polygamist ever or something?
Yeah.
I've known a lot of religious people in my life. I know there are some that are very, like, they are chaste. Like, they believe in it, and that's the way they've lived their lives. So I know there are a lot of people
It's repressive, and I'm sure if you were to even ask
those... No, I don't disagree with you.
Hold on.
But it's guy gets to have all these wives / husbands.
I guarantee
you that... Also, so that makes God a bisexual, and...
Hold on.
But apparently the Catholic Church has a problem with gay people.
I think if you were to ask these religious people behind closed doors, like with anonymity, you know... They're, you know, questions about sex, I guarantee they have the same feelings as almost everybody else. I mean, sex is natural, sex is fun, and sex is best when it's one-on-one. No,
yeah, I mean, I've always wondered about the motivations for why certain Catholic families are huge. It's like, is it because they don't believe in condoms, or they believe that they're trying to find excuses to have sex with each other as much as possible, and they're therefore not also using protection, so that's why they have as many kids as they do.
Why?
And it's Catholic religion, it's be fruitful and plentiful.
It's the same
like
with the...
They're literally told
it's
in the
dumb, because look at how many people are around here nowadays. Yeah. We've got, like, over 90 billion people
That's why contraceptives are banned within the religion. Like, you're told to reproduce.
Yeah,
like,
I think
get married, reproduce.
That's a total awkward thing to tell anybody.
The biggest problem with Catholic doctrine is like it doesn't evolve and change over time to fit with the times.
No, and no religion does. Like literally, no religion evolves.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's growth in Protestant religions, but I mean,
really,
not as much as you want, but at least they somewhat evolve over time.
Protestant religions are more. They're more accepting of like homosexuality and stuff like that. Well, they're more likely to be.
You could have surprised me.
Catholicism, though, it's more like you have to drag them kicking and screaming into the 21st century rather than convincing them.
And don't get me wrong, Frank. I'm not saying every church, and neither is Eric. We're saying that there are some churches like that. Like there are churches which that do believe in like
female preachers.
If I had to guess, I would say that would be less than
a small minority.
Hold on,
that. That's not what we're saying, Frank.
I know, but
you're like
you guys don't let me finish. So
proof of progressivism.
Eric, just relax for just a second. You guys, both you guys, just relax. Just hang in there. I'm with you. I think if you were to count up all the churches that are quote unquote progressive, right, and you know, more modern and et cetera, et cetera.
I know, we get it. We all five of them. We're not,
we're
not saying there's a lot. Like, that's not what we're saying.
My point is this. Anybody that has a problem with contraception, of all things, is a fucking moron. All right. Yeah, whether you're an individual or you're
it's
a church.
Anti-bashers.
Oh, my God. It's the stupidest thing. People hating on other people because they don't want to have fucking kids. Like, it's... Yeah. It's crazy. It's
crazy. God works in mysterious ways, then who are you to dictate what his ways are?
You know, the other thing that's mind-boggling.
If he doesn't want this person to have a kid because he willed it to have them have used contraceptives, then why are you complaining?
You know what's mind-boggling to me, guys, is why people are so anti-sex education in school. it makes zero sense because
it's because they've been protecting their babies forever, and their babies are still babies.
Yeah, but
like, if you want to end abortion, how about instead of laws, draconian laws to just punish people, how about we teach people proper sexual education?
Well, here's
give them proper parent,
right. Yeah. This is evolving around a lot of mothers,
right.
And their babies.
Here's the thing.
I understand. Their children,
I know,
even though they're growing up, they're still their babies.
But let's just think.
And they have to treat them like babies.
I wasn't finished with my thought.
Neither was I, Eric, when you interrupted. So let me finish first, and then you can finish. My point is this, right? I honestly think that education, sex education, is the way to ultimately combat the vast majority of these fights and arguments, right? Because if you take the mystery out of something, right? It's like if you have a kid in school and you tell him, don't go outside, what do you think that kid, the number one thing that kid wants to do?
Go outside to find out why
they want to go outside because they want to know why the fuck they can't go outside.
Because you're too busy not to tell them why not go.
If you take the mystery out of sex and you teach it to be something natural, which it is, and you know, whatever. That's how we're here today.
I kind of disagree because you're taking hormones out of the equation. Like, once hormones are in the mix, that's something different.
I get it. And I was going to get to that too. I didn't say it was going to combat all of it, but you will see a steep decline in cases of teen pregnancy
educate. Absolutely, 100%. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's always going to be hormones, and there's always going to be kids fucking each other because that's what we do as humans. And
I know.
Everybody
no matter
has
what we do,
and
if you're going to teach them
sex ed, please do it right. Don't do it in the most cringeworthy way possible.
Yeah, I went through sex education in school, and I thought it was very enlightening, and it's why I'm the stud that I am today. To be honest, no, I'm kidding. I just honestly think that that's the way education is key to a lot of this, and why you don't want your kids to understand, the human body and the human condition is beyond me. It would prevent a lot of this. I'm not saying all of it, but you would see a real steep decline in abortion and teen pregnancy and a lot of these things if you took a lot of the mystery and the danger out of all of this. You know what I'm saying? Because kids want to do what kids do, and that's rebel against anything that you tell them to not do. So,
teenagers. My
point.
Yeah.
Back to my point. Like, if people really wanted to put an end to abortions, what we need to do as a society and what parents need to do with their kids is, for one, teach them to not embrace toxic behaviors. Like, get rid of toxic masculinity. Get rid of toxic, like that includes like teaching women not to treat women like shit either.
Yeah.
But
no, I agree with that.
Treat men like shit.
Yeah.
Allow sex education and do it right.
Yes.
And allow and support programs like Planned Parenthood and fix the Medicare problem so that people can only, afford to do this stuff.
Yeah.
And I think when you do that, the number of unwanted pregnancies will drop.
Yeah, I think
more people will be more likely to want to have children, and we also fix the economy. People will also be more likely to want to have children because they'll be able to support them because they have fucking money.
Yeah.
Oh my God, how dare you bring common sense in this argument?
Hang on
what
a second.
What the fuck, man?
I think this says it best, all right? I'm going to play you guys a little quick clip here. Just bear with me. This is going to say it best.
We're going to be talking about the penis. We'll be talking about the vagina. Do you think that's funny, butthead?
No.
Do you find it amusing that we'll be talking about the testicles? Yes, we're also going to be talking about venereal disease, sexual intercourse, and we will definitely be spending
this
a lot of time
talking
about masturbation.
Yeah, I think they said it best right there, don't you guys? I mean, that's about the best thing.
I always like the
The thing is, the kids in the show are laughing at his pathetic attempts to teach him sex ed.
No, that you missed the point.
They're too old at this point, and they've learned wrong, and now they're unwilling to listen.
I think you missed the whole point of that.
Beavis and Butthead are laughing because they're fucking perverts.
Yeah, I'm talking about the other kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, they were laughing because the Buzzhead was giving Beavis and Butthead a hard time with it. That's why they were laughing, man. That's the whole joke of that whole...
Plus, his face was red, so it's just funny to look at.
I think it's awesome, man. I think that's my favorite Beavis and Butthead segment of all time, the no laughing, man. It says everything I want.
Who did the buzz cut voice? Was it judged as well?
I'm not sure. That's a good question, man. I'm definitely not sure. It doesn't sound like Mike Judge, but Judge did a lot of voices on that.
He did them and the neighbor.
He did them.
Sure. Other than that, I don't know.
Who basically became Hank the Hill. Character yeah. of Hank Hill.
He did the hippie teacher, too. I can't remember that guy's name, but he did that guy. He did a lot of voices.
The lesbian seagull guy?
Yeah, that guy. That's the one. You got it. But anyways, I don't know. I think that's where we're going to leave that for this week. I know we probably lost about half of our listeners with that
all discussion. I think Daria was recast as someone else when they did Daria, though.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, let's do plugs. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at @break_man on Twitter and at RP Grinders, where you can ask me your heartfelt questions and get my loving advice.
Hashtag Dear Breakman. Hashtag Dear Breakman.
Yes,
there you go. Your own segment, Breakman. Did you ever think that you would make it up to this level where you got your own segment?
It's amazing. I love giving these relationship questions, answering these questions and stuff.
Yeah. All right, Eric, your plugs.
I will plug sites I've written reviews for, BostonBashBA.com. There's lots of other things besides my stuff on there, like anime, King Baby Duck covers for his like trips to places like Anime Boston. But if you want to look at my reviews, they're up there. I got a couple in the pipeline, but he hasn't been able to get to them because now he's in Anime Boston. So maybe next week they'll be up.
Yeah.
But there's also TotallyGN.com, VogNetwork.com, and HonestGamers.com, which I rarely go to, but it's a site you could check out.
There you go.
And you should probably get them more views because they could use it.
Yeah. I want to thank all the chatters this week. Freak 5 was in there. Of course, our good friend.
I had one more plug.
Go ahead.
I wasn't finished.
Go ahead, Eric.
If you've read those, the ones I've written, and you like what you've read and you want to support me, even so much as a dollar would help on my Patreon. It's in my Twitter profile at EricRPG.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
No.
All right.
Buy as many East Reese's eggs as you can because you won't be able to find them for like a year unless you like buy them in bulk at extra cost on places like Amazon.
Yeah. Wait, aren't the Reese's eggs just like the regular?
No, they're good, man.
No.
They got like more peanut
like
butter.
And completely peanut butter.
Yeah, they're really good, man. Those things are fucking awesome. All right, I want to thank all the chatters. Freak 5 was in there. Our good friend Dungeon was in there. Apex Pro Community, thank you so much for joining this week. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. Apricot Drew Fruit was in there. Commander Root was in there. Bernie was in chat. Joby_Essen was in there. Thank you so much for joining, Joby. S1Faka.
And make sure you get our names right when you file your complaint.
Exactly. Tade was in there. Thank you so much, guys and gals. Really appreciate that. If you're listening on the archives, thank you all so much. If you want to join us live, we're live every Friday, 7 Eastern. Break already mentioned the Twitter account at RP Grinders. If you want to send us any comments or questions, we're more than happy to to take those. Hold on, Eric. Can you just let me finish? Dude, come
no,
on.
No, I don't like letting you. Oh, you're talking.
How dare you, Break, man? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. If you like the show, leave us a comment. That'd be great. Subscribe to the YouTube and Twitch channels. It's RP Grinders on either platform. Really appreciate the support. I will say no Grinder Dance Party tomorrow, but next week I'll be hosting a Grinder Dance Party right after this show. So if you're on Twitch, stick around next week and we will be doing a Grinder Dance Party next week. It's a little too hot tonight for me to do a Grinder Dance Party, but next week I'll get it going and we'll have some fun. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, before I mention what I wanted to say, like if you're talking about Easter egg designs, like are any of them like based on Mega Man? That's what I want to ask. But what I wanted to say was like, let's see. The Konami arcade collection, it's kind of pooey because it's not what I wanted to say, but now I forgot since I had to wait so long.
Wait like 1 minute. All right, Eric.
But the Konami arcade collection is kind of shitty because the games are kind of region locked. They're like, they didn't have all versions of like the games because like some of the arcade games have like different features depending on what region they're released in. They decided to just blanket like the releases based on region. So like if you buy the game on the US eShop or something, it will only be the US games. So yeah, that sucks. So the Castlevania and Contra collections are probably, well, Europe might get the US games, but they might just get stuck with all the Pro Protector games, which sounds really ass.
All right, Eric. Anything else? We got to run, dude. I'm dying of heat exhaustion in here.
Have a good Easter. And what I finally remembered.
Okay.
If you're not Christian and you want to celebrate Easter, why don't you play the Eve games instead?
Yeah, play Eves or listen to RP Grinders this weekend. How about that? All right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next weekend. Until then, we are out.
Happy Easter.
Yeah, stay safe. Don't drink and drive, all that good wonderful stuff.
And don't masturbate in public.
According to them, don't masturbate,
also,
period.
Did we lose Dungeon Master at some point?
No, Dungeon's in there.
Probably when we start talking about masturbating.
He's probably like, these good dudes talking about masturbating, I'm going to go masturbate.
He's probably sitting there like, I just remembered I got to do something else.
I just remembered I got to go in the other room for about 5 minutes. All right, guys. Stay safe this weekend. We'll see you back here next week. Till then, we're the Grinders. We're out. No cowbell this week.
The Easter Bunny destroyed it, didn't he?